Okay, so let's talk about this show. How did it come about? What was the inspiration that led to its creation?
Pip, who's the director, and I had just finished working on another play, and she was reading this book about Barbara Hutton, who is a famous debutante from the kind of like 1930s Depression era, and she was in the middle of reading this book, and she was really jazzed about it, and we started talking about it, and that is the seed from which the play came.
Okay, so for people that aren't into theater, that need kind of like, you know, a pitch, something that kind of get them interested in the show to get them in the theater, how do you think that you would sell this show to them?
Oh, it's so funny. Even if people don't like theater, I think most people like to laugh. And like to see comedy shows, you know? So I hope that they know it's a laugh out loud riot. You know, I hope people come because it's funny, it's a great story. It's filled with young people with a ton of energy who are making new things. I always think it's exciting to see emerging artists of any art form who are at the beginnings of their careers really digging into things that excite them. And this play for the actors, designers, Annie and myself, I think falls into that category.
Your cast, you've got a very talented cast. They've kind of appeared on a plethora of television shows and been around the block a little bit, even though they're young. You want to just talk about them a bit?
Oh my God, they're the best. Yeah. they're really so super great. It's a lot of kids from NYU. Annie, Tip, and I both graduated from Playwrights Horizon Theater School, which is a studio of NYU's drama program. But I would say about a third or maybe a half of the cast comes from all different kinds of studios at NYU. So that's a big theater. But, yeah, they're really funny, smart, earnest people. And they're all really jazzed about working on the play, which is great. So there's a lot of exciting energy from these folks.
How do you want this show to ultimately be remembered? Somebody sees this show when it's premiering, and 3-4 years down the line, if they think about it, how do you want them to kind of recollect?
That's a great question. I hope they feel that they got to know these characters in a very intimate way, and that they saw people on the stage who are braver than they are. In an ideal world, I hope that the bravery of these characters kind of electrifies people in the audiences. I hope people in the audience fall in love with these characters. I think they're really wonderful, and it's great to get an hour and a half peek into their lives.
What do you think is this production's most endearing quality?
Oh, we're a ragtag bunch. So, I think there's a real scrappy quality, which is just to say, you know, it's not a Broadway production, but I think it has all the ingenuity and resourcefulness of creating something as remarkable with less resources. Because it's always endearing, I think, to watch people make something really extraordinary from very little.
A lot of writers have a problem kind of working with directors, especially in the beginning of their careers. Do you think this process has been easier for you, considering the fact that, you know, your relationship with Annie?
Absolutely. I trust Annie with my life. Annie and I have worked together on many projects before, and I actually think as our relationship grows and changes over time, it empowers both of us to take risks that we otherwise wouldn't be able to take. As a collaborator, the other great thing is we've watched each other grow and change with each new production we've worked on. So we can, you know, we can be each other's eyes and ears in a way that you can't when you pick up and leave off with a different director every project.
Mm-hmm.
Working with Annie, it's the best.
In terms of your, I know this may be a highfalutin question, but in terms of your legacy, you're young. You're going to be creating, you know, tons of plays in the future. How do you want people to look back on this in terms of your career and where it stands in your career?
Hmm. Man, that's a great question. I hope it is remembered as a really thrilling story. And Annie and I have a pervasive obsession with these kinds of polite-mannered women who want power, or who want to figure out what their self-worth is or what they can contribute to society. And we worked on a play a few years ago called The First Ladies Project, which was the very beginning in what I hope and imagine will be many plays that Annie and I work on together about what it means to be a good woman. And so in terms of the arc of that, I hope that this story gets a little closer for us and for our audiences to answer that question of what it means to be a good woman and ultimately a good person.